It's been 6 months since Hurricane Dorian devastated the Bahamas. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, a group of missionaries from Sarasota County has been flying in food, water, and emergency supplies ever since.
Inside a Venice airport hangar, volunteers for Agape flights have run into a problem. They need to load a generator onto a cargo plane, but it's on a forklift, and the driver can't quite maneuver around several pallets of bottled water. So, pilot Jeff Yanisello jumps in a Jeep, hooks it to the front of the 50-foot-long plane, and pulls it away from the obstacle.
We're still going to need to pull this forward. Give myself enough room. A little bit more. That should be enough.
Agape Flights has been delivering supplies to the Bahamas for more than a decade now. The islands are part of its network of Christian missionary partners. Cargo is also flown on a regular basis to missions in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And because of its ready-made infrastructure on the ground, Agape was able to shift to disaster relief mode just days after Dorian hit. The nonprofit's CEO, Alan Speer, was a witness to the immediate aftermath of the Category 5 hurricane.
The first time that I went there, the smell was unbelievable. The odor was death. It permeated everything.
In the weeks following the strongest storm to ever make landfall in the Bahamas, donations poured into Agape's hangar in Venice. At one point, boxes of diapers almost touched the ceiling. Since then, Agape Flights has flown more than 50 relief flights to the Bahamas. In addition to their own aircraft, the organization leases bigger planes to transport as much aid as possible. Everything from clothes to medical supplies to tools. And even now, Speer says they're still delivering thousands of pounds of bottled water.
The water is still a serious problem. All over Freeport and especially in Marsh Harbor, the salt got into the pipes, so they're going to have to replace all those pipes.
In a hint of optimism, electricity has returned to Freeport and most of the Grand Bahamas. But Darren Martin, Agape's director of missionary services, says living conditions are still dire in one of the hardest hit areas, the town of Marsh Harbor on Great Abaco Island.
You know, most of them don't have jobs to go to because the buildings aren't there or their businesses have closed down. And put on top of that, you know, they may only have food to last a couple of days. They may only have drinking water to last today.
And that's why the relief effort hasn't stopped in Venice. After the generator is safely on board the plane, pilot Yanisello continues to oversee the loading process.
We also have to make sure we're keeping track of the weight. That's very critical for the balance of the aircraft.
Agape can do this work in no small part thanks to its volunteers. Today's crew is a local church group, and they're not just helping load the cargo. They're also helping pay for the fuel to make the trip. When work is done, the day ends with a prayer.
We're reaching out with love through these items and pray that they will reach and minister to those who are hurting and lost, and ask that you would comfort them and touch them. Amen.
This type of ministry isn't cheap. Agape owns its planes, but fuel costs thousands of dollars. Plus, there's maintenance, insurance, and airport landing fees. The nonprofit will need money for the next phase of recovery, flying in teams of workers to help rebuild. Darren Martin says despite the challenges, the group's commitment will continue for as long as it takes. And he's encouraged by small but positive signs of storm recovery.
There does seem to be more hope, but it's going to be a long time. It's one of those things, you know, maybe they never completely forget.
It is unlikely memories will fade anytime soon. A new hurricane season is just 3 months away. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.